This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Hey, how you doing? It's a new day. I'm Rhett Palmer. I have David Usher on the line. Good morning, David. How are you?
Great, Rhett. How are you?
All right. So, David, I know you have a dramatic testimony. You were involved in radio sales, lost your job, lost your girlfriend, and had a miraculous encounter with someone who you didn't believe in but now believe in. Tell us the story, please.
Well, my gosh, Rhett, back in 1984, I had been living really with no semblance of faith in God. I was at that time living with a girlfriend. I was working for a radio station. And I can tell you that in hindsight, God was starting to put people in my path who were starting to share about the Lord. And you had actually been in my life at that time, and you yourself had invited me to some functions where God was starting to be brought up, and the Lord was definitely coming after me. And that was in February of 2000 or 1984. And then I actually was on the telephone with a young lady who you'd introduced me to through a gentleman that was a motivational speaker. And at the time, you were doing motivational music at various sales functions, Mary Kay, Shackley, and other types of things. So this young lady was married to Joe Calhoun, who you two were close, because he was a speaker and you were also involved in motivational speaking. So the morning, I believe, of March 17th, 1984, I was on the phone with Diane Calhoun, and she just asked me a question, really, that got the whole thing going. She said, you know, it sounds to me like you need to have forgiveness of all of your sins. And I said, well, I certainly can identify with that. I was a sinner at the time. I had no doubt I was. I was brought up in a Presbyterian church, so sin was definitely part of my vocabulary. And at that moment, she asked me.
Hold on. You were brought up as a Presbyterian, but it sounds like you didn't quote unquote really know the Lord. So you had a perfunctory sit in the pew relationship there on Christmas and Easter, that sort of a thing.
Well, I mean, it's not that I didn't go to church, but most of my life growing up, between the time I was, 6 to 16, I would go to Presbyterian church. And I remember sitting in a classroom with a pastor asking questions about Jesus, and I didn't think I was getting any answers that I could really make sense of. And so I really left there heading off to college, not really having a relationship with Christ and not really being able to tell you anything about what a relationship looks like. And so, that's what I would say. I didn't really have a relationship with God. I mean, been in a Presbyterian church that didn't really preach the gospel, but rather, liturgy and words and things that for me never really rung true. And
now you're brokenhearted. You've lost your girlfriend. You've lost your job. You're in a pretty shaky situation, and you call up a friend, and a friend of ours, his wife Diana, and so she leads you in a salvation prayer. What exactly do you remember what she said and what you said, and then what happened?
Well, I think what she said is, as I was telling her about my life living with a girl that my girlfriend at the time had moved back to her home in downstate New York to pursue education. So we were pretty much, it looked like breaking up. And at the time I was selling radio advertising and doing quite well with it, but didn't get along very well with the owner and the VP. So I was fired from that position. So I found myself in an empty apartment with no one there with me, and also without a job. And so my outlook was not too good at the time. And she asked me just pretty basically whether or not I'd like to receive forgiveness of my sins. And I said, I think that would be a good place to start. So she led me in a prayer where I asked Jesus Christ into my life. I asked him to forgive me of my sins, because getting back to my Presbyterian upbringing, I knew there was a cross involved, because it used to be on the wall, a big, huge wooden cross behind where the pastor would be preaching. So when I was on the phone with Diana that day, I asked Christ into my life, and I felt like a lightning bolt of energy go from the top of my head to the soles of my feet. and something had happened to me, not only in a spiritual way, but also a physical way, where I couldn't deny that this power had come into me, and I definitely knew that something was different after that prayer and that conversation. And I believe at the time I may have been given a Bible, and I started reading the New Testament as some people had instructed me to do, and all the words were jumping off the page to me like I'd never experienced in my life before. And at that point, I knew there was a God. I knew that his name was Jesus Christ. And I started my journey of faith in 1984, as you and I actually at the time were friends, and we actually got involved in ministry together, and it went from there.
Well, now, tell them an interesting thing. I noticed you got saved over the phone, and this may, of course, take a visualization. If anybody out there is not driving, and you can look at the face of your phone, wait till you hear this. So I'm honored that I figured this out. So he gets... Yeah. I got to say, before this happened, David was kind of comical in the way that he would imitate Billy Graham prior to knowing Jesus, and just in a fun way, not in a mean way, but, a sort of a mockery, a light mockery. But anyway, so this was to see him, folks, and the radical change come over him like a light switch was really amazing, and that he said this, like a lightning bolt went through the phone and from the top of his head to the tips of his toes was changed. My friend David, who's like a brother to me, we've known each other for over 45 years, I guess, or almost 45. And then I told you something which was amazing as I looked at the phone one morning. Tell the folks what exactly happened.
Well, I was on the phone that day with this young lady, and like Rhett said, if you look at your phone where you dial the phone, so you're going to look at the numbers. This is, pretty amazing, and I don't know if I ever would have noticed it, but my phone number was 465-2580. If you look at that on your phone, it's 465-2580. It's almost the perfect way to form a cross on the phone like none other, and that ended up later, a number of years down the road, when I would be working with a group of people calling attorneys and accountants all day on the phone, about 50 of us. I got involved in selling what was the first computer software at the time. And if you look at that phone, you'll see the cross. So I put that message into an Easter card, which is kind of politically correct at Easter to give people an Easter card. And I put that phone face right on the front of it. And I said, Happy Easter. And at the bottom, I said, God had my number. And I just shared a basic greeting. You might see a Hallmark card. But on the back, I shared my story. And a number of people came over to my desk that day after I delivered this card to everyone's desk and just kind of looked at me. They looked kind of dumbfounded, like a deer in headlights, just saying, that testimony really touched me. And I would have to imagine if five people came over to tell me about it, a number of others may have been impacted, but, didn't really want to come over and share with me. So yeah, that was an amazing kind of, I don't call them coincidences. I call them God incidences, where it's just amazing how the Lord shows up to kind of confirm for us his truth. He reassures us of his truth, and he blows us out of the water with his truth,
Yeah, that's quite a coincidence. I wonder in heavenly places what God thinks about that. I wonder if we'll discuss this sort of thing when we're on the other side, or if this is just all forgotten and it's just for this moment in time, and so be it, whatever God should decide. But I was wondering, I wonder if when we get to heaven, will they, what they will say. I'm thinking a little bit about death today, because I did an interview on Saturday with a very kind, sweet gentleman named Alan. And he owned Allen's Bicycle Shops, and what a great smile! And I spent Saturday some considerable time with him Saturday, and he gave me a big box of candies. It's a long story, but anyway, I was informed this morning that he passed in his sleep last night. But he and I used to go down to the abortion clinic and sit there and try to save the lives of unborn babies. Pregnant women would approach and tell them that they were loved. But anyway, so that's why I have that on my mind this morning. Now, a lot's happened to you. Speaking of death, we'll get into this a little later on in the broadcast, but You and I were hanging out and going to prisons, and I was singing, and you were part of that whole thing, and you ended up getting married to a beautiful lady who was in the, I guess she was a physician's assistant, right?
Yes.
And her name was Anne, and she already had one son, and you adopted him, and then the two of you had a son together, and spent many, many years together.
Yes.
And then you lost her, I guess, around 4 years ago, and we'd be remiss if we didn't talk about Anne, because she's affected my life through you afterwards, and we didn't see each other for about 28 years or whatever it was, but I guess you call them Anne-isms, and pretty amazing, and she left, I guess, a diary that you refer to, and I'm trying to convince some folks that he should maybe put this out as a book, but we only have about a minute left in this segment, if there was something...
Well, I can say this, Rhett. On the complete program that will air later this afternoon, Anne said some things that I think can make a profound impact on men that may be struggling in their marriages right now that need to hear a word of encouragement, of exhortation. So there are many things that I look forward to talking about, sure, about Anne.
And also, you're becoming known as the speed limit guy because because a few months ago... you said the Lord told you to go the speed limit, and it changed your life?
Really, it has. It really has.
Yeah. Okay, well, we're going to hear more about that and some Anne-isms and David Usher's story. And as I said, he's been a good friend for 40-plus years. If you want to hear the interview, the long-winded one, we're going to continue, and then that whole other section will play in the afternoon show from 3 to 4. And in the meantime, folks, I want you to know that someone somewhere needs your random act of kindness. As it is written, give unto others, your light will rise out of the darkness like the noonday sun. And it is written, he who calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And there is no other name under heaven by which men may be saved. I did not believe in Jesus. I was 29 years of age. I was in my living room alone, and I called upon him, if almost violently, asking him to save me, and I was converted as well. So consider that. If you need some help from above, call upon the name of Jesus.
Hello, I'm Nick Bennett, Director of Senior Ministries at First Baptist Church of Stuart, Florida. This summer, we're announcing four terrific Thursdays in June, June 9th, 16th, 23rd, and the 30th. We're excited about this opportunity to renew body, soul, and spirit in our seniors. We gather at 9:30 a.m. for games and fellowship and fun, and then at 10:15, we go into senior fitness, chair exercises, low-impact exercises. At 11 o'clock, we break for coffee and a health bar or juice or water. And then 11, we present guest speakers coming in on varied subjects around our community that'll be very interesting. Martin County Sheriff's Department will be coming on personal safety. We have someone coming to speak on chiropractic, keeping your body fit. So we'd love to invite you to come. Come and register at First Baptist Church Stuart, 201 West Ocean Boulevard, or call 772-287-7422, or go on the website at churchadmin@fbcstuart.org. God bless you. Thank you. Love to hear from you, and look forward to meeting a lot of new seniors this summer.